This is Joan Tower. I'm a living composer. I'm a woman composer. And this is my choice of significant women composers through history for International Women's Month on WMHT. 31 composers for the 31 days of March. March 22nd. The pioneering and totally unique Meredith Monk, the American composer, singer, director, filmmaker, choreographer, and legend in her own lifetime, still composing and creating. Born 1942 in New York City into a family that had been musical for generations, her mother signed her up for Eurythmics music and movement classes at the age of three, and she says that influenced her whole life. That's why she sees music so visually. Her debut was as a dancer in 1961 in an off-Broadway production. Composition study at Sarah Lawrence College followed, and in 1968 she founded The House, a company for interdisciplinary performance, now in its 60th season. The Meredith Monk and Vocal Ensemble followed. Her first albums for ECM, her films, her opera and theater, string quartets, orchestral works, her composer residence at Carnegie Hall, and all the remixes, films, and books made about her and her art. Bjork is a fan, of course, and her awards and honors run as long as your arm. Member of the American Academy of Arts and Letters, 10 honorary doctorates, 6 McDowell Fellowships, 2 Guggenheim Fellowships, 2 Bessies, 3 Obies, the MacArthur Genius Grant, and the National Medal of the Arts, to name a few. Her Education of the Girl seems appropriate for this series. Currently, she's developing the third part of a trilogy about nature. I believe in the healing power of art, she says. I think that art can melt walls. Meredith Monk, born 1942. I'm Joan Tower for International Women's Month in March, written and produced by Charlotte Wilson for WMHT.